Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Welcome back, you guys. So I'm so excited to talk about what I'm about to talk about. So this week's episode is going to be titled Mother Hustler. I'm not even going to lie or sugarcoat nothing for y'all. I recorded this podcast, and if you're on my Instagram, then you know. If you're not, I'm about to tell you. It was 15 minutes long the first time, and y'all, I was ripping and rolling. I was going. I was just spitting that fire, and I went to listen back to it, and nothing was playing. Like, it did not record my voice at all. So hopefully we're not having that issue right now. So I'm back. I feel inspired to do the podcast, this episode again, especially since you guys didn't get to hear it. So like I said, it's Mother Hustler. I am a single parent. I used to work two jobs. I'm navigating through some other stuff. So I just wanted to see help anybody. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to be single. You could just want some extra money. So the tips and the things I mentioned to you guys aren't just for women. They're for men too. They're for singles. They're for people in relationships, whatever. Okay. So these are just ways that I have come up with earning some extra money. Because let's face it, if COVID has not taught you nothing else besides washing your hands, first off, we should have been doing that. I don't know if y'all are in Georgia, but they've had signs that say, wash your hands. I'm like, who's not washing their hands? I don't want to touch you. But back to the topic at hand. So if COVID has taught you anything, please, 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 for the love of sweet baby Jesus Christ, have multiple sources of income. I've seen so many people just, I mean, they have no other option but to be laid off, and they're stressing out and they're trying to get assistance, and people, their places are running out of money. You know, what I'm about to drop on y'all, hopefully you take it, you run with it, and use it as a safety net. All right, so let's dive right in. We have personal shopping, all right? We got Shipt and Instacart. I've worked both platforms. I prefer one over the other. I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to let y'all make them decisions for yourself. But I prefer the one that Target owns. Okay? So with these, you're going to be shopping. Hello. So you're going to be shopping. It might be groceries. It might be a Target run. It might be, I think, PetSmart, Office Depot. They've added a lot more stuff onto their plates. But the thing I love most about this is that I get to indulge in my shopping addiction, spending somebody else's money. Granted, I don't get to keep what I buy, but I still get to, you know, get it out of my system, especially them Target runs, honey. Ooh, yes. So again, personal shopper through Shipt or Instacart. There might be some times when all you have to do is deliver. Like, I haven't done a Party City one, because I just got this idea of up in my head. And I don't want my car to fly away, all right? Okay, I'm playing, but seriously, y'all. So we got Shipt and Instacart, okay? Then we have Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, and we once upon a time did have Postmates. But if you don't know, Uber Eats and Postmates got married. They the same company, all right? I've done Grubhub before. It's all right. Never did DoorDash. They tripping. But Uber Eats, that is bae, man. Like, for real. I love Uber Eats. That has gotten me through some really tough times, you know? I love the fact that I can cash out right when I'm ready. I think you can cash out up to 5 times. With that, I could bring the kids. I tried to do it. I can do more if I don't have my girls with me, but it's also a good it's a good option to be able to bring my kids with me. And I know some people are like, you can't bring your kids. Reality check, Susan, or whatever you want to call it. I talked to Uber themselves and they said it is fine. I know DoorDash, you can ride with other people. So if you're a single mama or a single daddy like me, if you're a single dad, okay, I'm playing. But no, for real, if you're a single parent like me, or even if you're a stay-at-home parent and you want to bring some extra money in so your spouse isn't doing it by themselves, then Uber Eats is going to be the way to go. That little side hustle there, man, that thing has paid bills, bought diapers, put gas in my car, bought food. Woo, y'all, like I'm telling you, okay? So again, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub. I feel like there's another one that I'm missing, but I can't remember. Oh, we have Roadie, y'all. So if you've never heard of Roadie, I'm pretty sure, especially if you're in Atlanta, you fly in and out of Atlanta, you've had your baggage lost. Okay. So Roadie isn't just for like people that like Delta, they'll use this app. I had it one time where I had to drop off a birthday cake to a college student. It was so cute. To a college student, their parents paid for it. I picked it up from the bakery. So you're just gonna be picking up different things. There's even some stuff on there. If you have like a pickup truck, there's people that will pay you to transport their like furniture and stuff for them. Sometimes the stuff that they sold or they're moving. And they just need help that way, and it's probably a lot cheaper than renting a moving service. So again, that's Roadie. We have a part-time job. That's obviously the most, I guess, normal one. That's what society teaches us, is to stay in this box and work a part-time job instead of doing any of this other stuff because it's safe. But y'all, we gotta quit playing it safe, honestly. Once upon a time, I did work. Let me get something to drink, y'all. Hold on a second. Once upon a time, ooh, I did work two jobs. So I was working 6 days a week. I was spending not even one full day with the girls. I wouldn't even call it a full day because I had so much to do. I had to take care of the house. I had to get them ready for school. I had to get ready for the work week, you know. When I was working a part-time job. And it was a lot on me mentally, working 6 days a week, not having time with my kids, you know. So if that's an option for you, that's an option for you. It just was no longer an option for me. And then we got last but not least. All right, the next one we got, y'all, network marketing. I know you just rolled your eyes. Get it together. Do not press away from this podcast. All right. I can't see you, but I see you. Okay. Network marketing has such a bad reputation. And certain companies, let's just face it, all companies have some type of reputation behind them. It might have been a customer, or it might have been an old distributor or independent consultant, whatever they're calling themselves now. But y'all, network marketing works if you work it. It's like anything else. You can't join whether you pay $20, $99, $399, $699. Whatever you paid, you can't expect to get your return on investment just because you signed up. Like, you have to put the work in. With anything, you have to put the work in. You can't sit here and y'all don't make, I don't want y'all to think that I'm sitting on some type of high horse, because I'm not. I've had the founder of the company that I'm with say, Cash, you don't need any more trainings. You don't need any more books. You know what to do. Just do it. Them trainings, yes, it is going to equip me with skills, but if it's already a skill that I have and I'm sitting on it, what is that training going to do? It's going to be a waste of time. It's not going to become income producing until you put the action behind it. So you just sitting cement and just sitting there like, all right, I'm going to wait for this money to stack up. That's not how it works, baby. You got to put some work in. Anything you want, it's going to take work. You guys, I'm just going to be 100% honest. I'm recording this while the girls are still up, so there might be a little bit of a break in between each thing I'm breaking down, but that's why I'm not going to edit it. I don't edit my podcast like that. Like, if I royally screw up and then I'll redo it. But other than that, y'all about to get what y'all get. All right. Okay, so back into network marketing. You're going to get out what you put in. Okay? So you can't spend $20 on, let's say, I think, is it pharmacy? I think that's what it is. I don't know. You can't spend $20, get the makeup, and let it sit. Sis, what are you doing? You gotta work. Even if you don't know how to apply makeup, learn it. Why'd you get, oh, first off, let me rewind, all right? Don't get into network marketing if it's not something you're passionate about. If you're passionate about makeup, get into makeup. If you're passionate about health and wellness, get into health and wellness. If you're passionate about clothes, wine, or it's the, I don't know, y'all know the boards I'm talking about, the adult lunchable ones, whatever, jewelry, whatever you're passionate about, get into that. Just don't get into something because somebody put it in your face. If you're not passionate about it, you're not going to put in the work. Let's be honest, that's with anything. You're like me. I appreciate nice jewelry. I appreciate cute jewelry. I don't appreciate it enough to sell it. I wear the same earrings. I'm not like, you know, the most I wear is earrings and a ring. That's it. So there's no point in me joining a company like Paparazzi. I don't wear all that other stuff. And yes, I know there's people that can out here make a killing. I don't wear those dingly, long earrings. I wear studs. And if you catch me on a day where I want to look like I'm from where I'm from, you'll catch me rocking some hoops. But that's about it. I don't do all the chandelier looking stuff. I don't, that's not me. So I wouldn't get into Paparazzi. I don't do makeup. Like the most I will do, the most makeup I've ever had on was prom. Okay. But my day to day, the most I do is lip gloss and mascara. It's just not something I'm passionate about. So I wouldn't get into that. But you know what I am passionate about? Fueling my body with the good stuff, you know? That's what fuels me, you know? Health and wellness. So you're going to see me, if you're on my Instagram, you see me with my coffee every morning. If I remember to put it on there, because it becomes a part of my daily life that sometimes I need to get better. I don't put it all on social media. Sometimes I don't. Y'all might catch me slipping. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm saying to sis, find something that you're passionate about if you want to get into network marketing, because you can make a lot of money in network marketing. And you can, the thing I love most about it is that for the most part, the one-time investment is not that much. And you can make it multiple times over. And you can also create your own paycheck. And this is something that you could do in your part-time spare time. You don't have to take away from your kids. You can still work your regular 9-to-5. You could do alongside both. Y'all, how dope would it feel to have a regular 9-to-5? Mm-hmm. And still have some extra money at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month. How would it feel to not have to put Christmas on a credit card? Pay cash, y'all. And I'm not just saying that to promote network marketing. You can use any of these to help with that. Okay, so let's give some more tips. You can get into social media. You can become a social media manager. There's this website, HubSpot Academy, where you can take the courses you need and you can get a certificate at the end of that course. You can make that your side hustle. Again, that's something you do in your part-time spare time. It can become a full-time job. Heck, podcasting. Y'all, I started this and I'm not even going to flex, okay? I didn't really start this for the money. I started this because I felt I had nobody to talk to. We'll get into that in another episode, but I feel like I had nobody to talk to. So I'm just sitting here essentially talking to myself, but you guys are listening on the other end and it feels good. And you can do it through Anchor, like I am now, and you can get sponsorships and people can pay you to promote their stuff. they can pay you to put you to put them on your website somewhere, whatever it is, y'all. Like, there's so much money to be made out here. I don't want nobody to be out here struggling. And I get it. People, I hate the struggle is real. It doesn't have to be real, sis. Pull out of that if you want to. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to want it for you. And I'm going to just drop this disclaimer, okay? You might lose some friends along the process. Your relationship with some people in your family might be done. Because you are no longer fitting into the box that they placed you in. Instead of living paycheck to paycheck, oh, your mom did it. Oh, you're too good for food stamps. Oh, you don't want to be on government assistance. People are going to judge you because you want better for yourself. That's just how it is. That's just how it is, okay? So, let's recap this. We got personal shopper, shipped Instacart. You can do delivery, food delivery, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub. You have a part-time job. You can go on Indeed, go on Facebook, do your thing. Roadie, I forgot about that, and network marketing. Podcasting, you can become a writer. You can whatever, sis. You need to do something, though, okay? But I'm just saying, just don't wait on nobody else. Don't think you have to have everything situated. I'm going to be right like y'all. I'm in my room, on my bed, on headphones that might have a short. I mean, they don't. It's not a mic. They do have a short in them. Recording this podcast. You don't have to wait until it's perfect. If you continue to wait until it's perfect, you're never going to take the leap. Okay? That's all I got for you guys this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want, if you are on Apple Podcasts, you can scroll and go to the link, and you guys can drop some questions. If you have any questions or if you have a topic you want me to speak on, just feel free to hit me up through there, and they will come straight to my app, and I can discuss it on another episode. But you guys, thanks again so much for listening. Tuning in week after week. I'm back, baby. I'm back. I promise. Mwah.